Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with the news at 9. The headlines. Indian and Chinese troops resume patrolling at line of actual control in Demchok area of eastern Ladakh region after over 4 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi criticizes Congress for making false promises to people. Death toll rises to 202 in flood-related incidents in Spain. BSE and NSE indices end on a positive note in Muhurat trading. And in cricket, India trailed by 149 runs against New Zealand on day one of the Mumbai Test. Indian and Chinese troops have started patrolling at the Line of Actual Control, LAC, in eastern Ladakh region. According to the sources of the Indian Army, patrolling has resumed in the Demchok area, which had been halted for nearly 4.5 years after a clash broke out between the two armies in April 2020. Patrolling in Depsang will resume soon. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Both nations reached a consensus on disengagement after a series of diplomatic and military-level talks last month. Yesterday, on the occasion of Diwali, Indian and Chinese soldiers exchanged sweets at various points, including Chushul Moldo, Daulat Beg Oldie, Hot Spring, KK Pass and Kongla. The disengagement process began on the 22nd of last month, with both armies removing temporary tents and dismantling structures at the Depsang and Demchok areas. As per the plan, India and China have agreed to communicate in advance when conducting patrols in sensitive areas. With Bhupendra Singh, Suparna Sekia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today criticized the Congress for making false promises to the people. In a series of social media posts, Mr. Modi alleged that there is a growing realization across the country that a vote for Congress is a vote for non-governance, poor economics and unparalleled loot. He said the people want development and progress, not the same old fake promises from Congress. Mr. Modi emphasized that the citizens must remain vigilant against the Congress-sponsored culture of fake promises. He said that the people of Haryana recently rejected these lies and preferred a government that is stable, progress-oriented and action-driven. Mr. Modi said the Congress party is realizing the hard way that making unrealistic promises is easy, but implementing them properly is tough or impossible. He said the Congress party's stance is badly exposed in front of the people. Meanwhile, the BJP today demanded an apology from Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi following Mr. Kharge's advice that the party's state units should make only those promises that are fiscally feasible. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said that for the first time, Congress has acknowledged misleading the public. He said that Congress-led governments in Karnataka, Telangana and Himachal Pradesh are facing financial hardships in fulfilling the guarantees offered to the people. The withdrawal process for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand has been completed today. 32 candidates withdrew their nomination papers for this phase. Now, 528 candidates are in the fray. Earlier, a total of 634 candidates have filed nominations for this phase. 38 constituencies will go to the polls in the second phase on the 20th of November. The first phase of polling will take place on the 13th of November in 43 constituencies. A total of 683 candidates will participate in the first phase after the withdrawal of candidatures. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of November. In Ranchi, polling will be held in the first phase of the Jharkhand Assembly elections on the 13th of November. This is the smallest constituency in terms of area in the state. We have a report.
All eyes are on prestigious state capital, Ranchi Assembly seat. 18 candidates, including 10 independent candidates, are in the fray from the seat. But the main contest is between C.P. Singh of BJP and Mahua Maji of Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, JMM. BJP candidate C.P. Singh has won 6 times from this seat. JMM has pitted Rajya Sabha MP Mahua Maji against C.P. Singh. In 2019 Assembly elections, Mahua Maji has given tough contest to C.P. Singh. Mehtab Alam of AIMIM is trying to make the contest triangular. All parties are raising issues of development as well as law and order of Ranchi. With KK Lal's report from Ranchi, Shagun Chopra, Akashwani News.
Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu launched the Deepam 2.0 scheme today in Edupuram in Srikakulam district, a part of the Super 6 Promises initiative. Our correspondent reports that the scheme provides free gas cylinders to eligible families aiming to improve their quality of life.
Marking the formal launch of Deepam 2.0 scheme, the Chief Minister flagged off gas cylinder delivery vehicles and personally handed over the first cylinder to beneficiary Ambati Shantamma. Addressing the public meeting at Prajavedika, he assured that the cost of gas cylinders would be refunded to all beneficiaries within 48 hours. He further announced that beneficiaries now could take social pensions once in every 3 months. Highlighting the NDA government's commitment to social welfare, he mentioned that despite financial challenges, they are determined to fulfill all election promises. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramohan Naidu and State Ministers K. Achan Naidu, Nadinla Manohar and Kondapalli Srinivas were present on the occasion. Sai Sishla, Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
The new train ticket advance reservation booking rules have come into force from today. The Railways has reduced the existing time limit for advance reservations in trains from 120 days to 60 days. However, all the bookings done up to 31st of October this year will remain intact. According to the Railways Ministry, it was observed that about 21% of reservations done for 61 to 120 days periods were getting cancelled. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app.
Suno, suno, pensioner, suno, jeevan ka pramaan buno, haath mein mobile le lo, chehre ka pehchaan de lo. Aasaan hai, easy hai, app iski crazy hai, aapki hi marzi hai, apna lo ye arzi hai. Face ka authentication, life ka verification, dena hi hai compulsion, kar diya simplification. Kahin jaane ki zarurat kahan, face authentication kahan, phir bhi jaane ki zarurat jahan, DLC ke camp wahan. Kabhi jaane ki zarurat kahan, TOPPW jahan, hum logo ka pehel anokha, badla Bharat kar dhamaka.
In Spain, the Interior Ministry's Integrated Operational Coordination Center reported that the number of deaths from flooding in the Valencian community has risen to 202. The Spanish Meteorological Agency has issued a red warning for rainfall along the coast of Huelva in the southwestern part of the country. Local media reported that 40,000 people were without electricity this morning. More military personnel have been deployed to assist in the search and clean-up operations. In the southern African nation of Botswana, the presidential candidate of the Umbrella for Democratic Change, Duma Boko, has been declared as the country's sixth president today. Chief Justice Terence Ranowani made the announcement on national television. According to Botswana's electoral law, the polling will determine 61 members of the National Assembly and 609 local councillors, with the party that holds at least 31 parliament seats to be declared as the winner. While the counting is yet to be finalised, the Umbrella for Democratic Change has already secured 34 members of the National Assembly. The ruling party, Botswana Democratic Party, got 4 seats. Earlier, outgoing President Masisi conceded defeat as preliminary results showed his ruling party lost its parliamentary majority after nearly 6 decades in power. Indian Army contingent departed today for the 15th edition of India-US Joint Special Forces exercise Vajra Prahar. The exercise is scheduled to be conducted from tomorrow to the 22nd of November at Orchard Combat Training Center in Idaho, United States. The last edition of the same exercise was conducted at Umroi, Meghalaya in December last year. The Defense Ministry said contingents of both the countries taking part in the joint exercise will comprise of 45 personnel each. The Indian Army contingent will be represented by Special Forces units, and the U.S. Army contingent will be represented by Green Berets of the U.S. High Commissioner of India to Sri Lanka, Santosh Jha, has said that Ayurveda has been a bridge between India and Sri Lanka, uniting the two nations in shared cultural heritage and traditional healing practices. He said Ayurveda, having roots in ancient Indian wisdom, has intertwined with indigenous Sri Lankan knowledge over millennia, fostering a unique yet interconnected tradition. Mr. Jha made the remarks at the 9th Ayurveda Day celebration at the University of Colombo today. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Mansukh Mandaviya, has called upon youngsters to apply for the prestigious National Youth Awards 2022-23. The award is conferred on individuals aged between 15 and 29 years and organizations for excellent work and contribution in different fields of development and social services. It includes health, promotion of human rights, active citizenship, and community service. The award comprises a medal, a certificate, and a cash prize of 1 lakh rupees to the individual and a cash prize of 3 lakh rupees to the organization. In a video message, Dr. Mandaviya emphasized that the awards are not merely an accolade, but a celebration of youth leadership in fostering a progressive and inclusive India.
यह केवल एक पुरस्कार ही नहीं, बल्कि हमारे युवा साथियों द्वारा राष्ट्र की प्रगति और सामाजिक कार्यों में उनके द्वारा दिए गए योगदान का सम्मान है। उन्हें यह ज्ञात करने एक माध्यम है कि आपको स्वयं के अंदर की चेतना को जागृत कर भारत के एक बेहतर नागरिक के रूप में स्वयं को प्रस्थापित करते हैं।
The Bombay Stock Exchange, BSE, and National Stock Exchange, NSE, conducted Muhurat trading on the occasion of Diwali, marking the beginning of Sambat 2081. Both the indices ended today's special trading session on a positive note. The BSE Sensex gained 335 points, or 0.42%, to close at 79,724, while the NSE Nifty added 99 points, or 0.41%, to settle at 24,304. The pre-open trading session commenced at 5:45 p.m. and ended at 6 p.m, while normal market trading spanned between 6 and 7 in the evening. The National Stock Exchange has launched a mobile app as well as websites in 8 additional languages to commemorate 30 years of operations. Trading in the equities market commenced on the NSE on 3rd November 1994. Managing Director and CEO of NSE, Ashish Kumar Chauhan, announced that these languages include Assamese, Bengali, Kannada, Malayalam, Odia, Punjabi, Tamil and Telugu, bringing the total number of languages supported by the NSE to 12. In cricket, India trailed by 149 runs against New Zealand in their first innings on the opening day of the third and final test match in Mumbai. When stumps were drawn for the day, India were 86 for 4. Shubman Gill on 31 and Rishabh Pant on 1 were at the crease. Earlier, New Zealand won the toss and opting to bat first were all out for 235 runs. In Manipur, the Festival of Lights Diwali is being celebrated today in all valley districts with religious fervour and gaiety. The festival is celebrated on the new moon day of the Mera month of the Meitei calendar. As part of the festival, households decorated their homes, shops and offices. Manipur Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya celebrated Diwali with CRPF Jawans in Senapati district today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Indian and Chinese troops resume patrolling at line of actual control in Demchok area of eastern Ladakh region after over 4 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi criticizes Congress for making false promises to people. Death toll rises to 202 in flood-related incidents in Spain. BSE and NSE indices end on a positive note in Muhurat trading. And in cricket, India trailed by 149 runs against New Zealand on day one of the Mumbai Test. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.